Our Minecraft server is provided by ServerCraft, offering reliability, support, and performance. Get your own server from servercraft.co. Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
We've got an awesome show for you today, and it is sponsored by these fine people. Linkery5, who says,
I am fifth link of the group, which was late and didn't make it.
And Super Medinanta.
That's a very nice podcast you have there.
And Nosi, who says,
congratulations, Ashrasi, and make file for tomorrow. Partay!
And Imperialistic. And Chromie, who says,
the spawn monopoly has begun! I can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be
drilled. And all I wanna do is dig. From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
The Shaft, episode 42, recorded on July 17th, 2011.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
I'm Spencer Williams.
And notice that's not Wes Wilson sitting there.
That kind of threw me off.
We have Spencer in the studio.
I've only been sitting across from here from you for like 2 hours, and you're just now noticing I'm not Wes.
It's weird.
Okay.
But guess what? What else? What else we got here?
Are we going to get lost today?
Yeah, maybe. In the little woods.
Whoa.
In the little wood. And
hello.
Straight from the UK, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Where in the UK are you?
I'm in England. It's a city called Nottingham.
Nottingham?
Is mm-hmm. that like, is there a sheriff Nottingham. There?
No, last
yes,
week, people...
It's the old Robin Hood thing.
Now, do they have like a bar called the Sheriff?
A week.
Awesome. You go to our pub. Sorry. You go down to the pub and you go, I'm going down to the Sheriff in Nottingham.
Last week on Control Point, the other show we do, I was asking people in the UK if I would be killed if I went to their place. So if I went to Nottingham, would I be killed?
It depends what area you stood in. There's about a 60% chance that you might do.
60% chance? Mm. I like those
odds. That's a weird question.
That is a very weird question. Well, let's see like here.
I was about to make a Compton joke, but I decided not to.
Yeah.
But you just did by saying that.
So, by the way, in the little wood, thanks for joining us today. And I'm going to do my best to introduce you. You are a Minecrafter, YouTuber. He made the Form This Way, the Minecraft parody of Lady Gaga's Born This Way. Excellent song.
Yeah.
You do falsetto very well, too, in that song, actually. A couple little verses. You sing a little high.
That was painful. That was very painful.
I like your voice. It was good. It was
you mean
great.
We're not going to get a live rendition here?
During the show? No, I'm not really set up. I can do this, though.
I meant from him.
Right?
From
him.
Why do you think it's about you?
Oh, okay.
I meant like he should be singing some falsetto. You're really quick on the uptake there, Eric.
Well, only if you want to just bust out in song. Also, you stream on every Friday. Is this right?
Yeah. It's become a regular thing now. Every Friday night, we do a big live stream where typically we'll play an adventure map or a puzzle map. Usually, it's a puzzle map because we're idiots, me and my friend Toby, so it's always quite funny to watch us struggle. And then we normally take either Skype calls after, or we just play some more Minecraft, or we basically go to the Facebook group and people vote what they want us to do next. So it could be Team Fortress, it can be absolutely anything.
That's awesome.
That is a good idea.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah. Have you done any Team Fortress 2 lately?
Or? You know what? I didn't get it until it was available for free, and I've been told about it for years and years, but I just never... I've only really became a PC gamer since I got into Minecraft.
Sweet.
And now I have, like, an insane number of games on Steam and everything.
Well, you have to listen to this. There's a really good podcast for Team Fortress
2. I was
going to
say, you know, if he's not sick of us, he could just stick around and do Control Point
just,
after this.
Oh, are you playing now?
I've not played too much. I've been playing a sniper, but I'm not the best.
Oh, never mind. We don't want you on the show then.
Yeah. Go ahead and listen to episode like 1 through 102, and you should get a good idea about
preferably
the game.
Preferably in 48 hours or less, I think is the rule.
Yeah. Awesome. Real quickie.
That's the controlpointpodcast.com.
Brought to you by the Dead Workers Party.
Also, in the Littlewood. So your last name is Littlewood, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that's how you got your name, Martin Littlewood. So are you going to be joining the game station soon?
Yeah, I'm actually already a member. It's just that you can't tell visually yet because we're still trying to sort out my logo and my banner and everything for the channel. So I'm already a member with them. I joined them, I think it was about 3 or 4 weeks ago now. It's been really cool because like I'm in other people's sub boxes that are on the game station, like Sugar Conroy and Nintendo Capri Sun, and
cool.
You get to meet a few new people, which is quite nice.
Ah, very nice. Yeah, Total Biscuits doing videos for them.
Yes. Very the Oxcast as well. They're on there.
Oh, I didn't realize Oxcast too. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
I've never seen it at all. I don't know what it is.
Game Station?
Is it?
It's a gaming channel
on
that,
YouTube.
Yeah, that has different directors.
Okay, cool.
I guess similar to Machinima?
Yeah, it's sort of like Machinima, yeah.
Okay, except more British?
No, it's actually American. It comes from Maker Studios, where big channels like Ray William Johnson and all the other people are based.
Okay,
so
cool.
It's sort of like their gaming branch of their sort of monopoly, I suppose.
But there is a lot of British people on the channel.
Yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, there's quite a few, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's racist, personally.
What?
Brent hasn't been paying attention until I say racist, and he's like, what?
So it's good to have you on the show. You brought a lot of people here, too, with you. Our chat room is full with hundreds of people. And so you have a big following, and you call them the Saplings?
Yeah, it was actually a name that somebody randomly threw out one day, because something that I've strived to do with the channel is make sure that it stays more of a community than a fan base, because I don't want my ego to swell or anything. I don't want to be put on a pedestal. Ever since the channel started, I've read every single comment that's ever been on it.
Good call.
Which is a lot, but I have it on my phone, so every sort of 20 minutes I'll get about 7 or 8 emails, so it's relatively easy to keep up on. But yeah, my audience are really cool. They're just very chilled out. I think I only got my first hater or troll the other day, which was an interesting experience.
That was Spencer,
that was
I think.
Me, yeah. But I think I'm going to stop making this marble bust of you, since you don't want to be up on a pedestal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We have Eric to read all the comments that we get.
Yeah, you know, I'm slowing down on reading the comments. I'm about to hit the threshold of too much. Just, I mean, you know, at a point there's just too much going on.
And his head's already swelling.
And you can't keep
process.
Up with it, yeah. So, you know.
He's like elephantitis over here with the nose.
Elephantitis.
I was going to go with face herpes, but I guess that's just me.
Oh, the old face herps.
The old face herp and derp.
Well, then, with that...
Well, also, I noticed your shirt you got on is the iPorkChop Minecraft.
Yeah.
I actually had mine on last night while I was playing D&D, and they were making fun of me. They were like, what does that mean?
What? Who do you play D&D with?
The Deal News guys.
Oh, those guys are...
And
so like real D&D.
And I'm trying to explain, well, you know, you eat pork chops and you get hearts back. So it's like Minecraft. But
yeah. They don't play Minecraft?
No, not really.
Some of those guys are like serious dorks. They should really be playing
Minecraft. Yeah, no, I think they're playing some other game right now. So we're playing D&D. So I saw you had that on, and I thought that was cool. There's actually a link at the bottom of the show. You can click on it and buy one yourself, too.
God, you're like the plug machine.
You like that?
Yeah.
Like
after the,
speaking of, today on Audible. No.
Having said that, though, I did see that picture, and I decided to wear this one as opposed to the other two shirts. So I'm about as bad as Brent.
Nice. Good call.
So
I find that hard to believe.
So I have a question for you, Martin. How did you get into Minecraft? Did you find it, or did someone tell you about it?
No, I found it. I actually found it through the Yogscast. I came across about 2 or 3 channels when it started leaking into the top 20 in the UK on the videos every day on YouTube. And I had a look at it, and for some reason, I have no idea why, I just decided to take the plunge and buy it when it was in alpha. And I just fell in love with it straight away. So I literally saw about 2 or 3 videos and thought, I've got a bit of money, I can treat myself, and I just got on straight with it. It was just before the Halloween update, so it was sort of like October time last year.
So was there any like gap between like the time you started playing it and the time when you realized how cool it was? Because there was for me, and I think there was for most of us. Like, we saw it, we're like, okay, what is that? And then suddenly there was a realization that this is now all I play.
Yeah, I got to that point. Right. I think I got to that point in around about January, so I think I spent the entire of Christmas on it.
Did you stop to open presents, or were you like, now just stack it over there, I'll be over?
Oh yeah, I just left them in the corner, it was fine. I think I opened them in about March or April, like, at the same time as my birthday. They sort of all came together.
Sweet.
He was building cobblestone versions of all the presents in the game, nice. And then opening them up with TNT.
Awesome. You know what I'm going to have to do this Christmas? Every single present I wrap is going to have to look like a Minecraft block now.
Nice.
I just thought of that.
Nice.
Minecraft wrapping paper. That is genius.
And then, like the only way you're allowed to open it is with a Minecraft pickaxe.
Excellent.
And just to clarify here, I didn't have any lag time. I mean, the lag time of was y'all describing it to me, and y'all did such a horrible job of describing it. I was like, that sounds like the worst game.
We talked
in
about
the
it
world.
For like 3 weeks before you even tried it.
And then I tried it, and that was it. Like, I had to only try it once, though. So I didn't really have a lag time once I started playing.
I had a lag time.
My lag time was your horrible description. That's what I'm stressing here, is your horrible description, yours and Wes's.
I mean, it's hard to explain some things. Like this sound. How do you put that sound into
that's
words?
That's a cowbell.
You just have to.
How about that?
You just have to hear it
cowbell.
For yourself.
Yeah.
It's a cowbell.
Okay, well, that's a bad example.
Yes,
huh?
And you're a bad person for making it.
I'm a horrible person. Someone should just go ahead and kill me.
Or you could hit another button.
All right, then. Well, let's move it on.
Sweet.
You know what that means.
I don't. What does that mean?
Journey time. Woo.
This is the journey. This is where we tell you about what we've been doing over this past week in the world of Minecraft.
I had a wonderful week, actually. Am I going to go first?
Yeah, go first.
All right, then. So this week, I was in two Let's Plays this week. We'll put the links in the sightings.
You're just becoming a regular celebrity in the Let's Play world. Huh?
Well, I hit Minecraft pretty hard this week. I've been doing a lot of stuff.
What'd it do to you?
I roamed around in the Minecraft server and checking out the piston creations and stuff. Michael was in there making a lot of cool stuff. And yes, I did say Minecraft. It's Minecraft.com. BitBurner runs that server. I see a lot of comments, people saying, oh my God, it sounded like you said Minecraft. And we do. We say Minecraft. Anyway. Also,
can you enunciate that P just a little bit
Minecraft.
More? Minecraft. Nice.
Also,
you need to pull away the pop screen.
Yeah.
No, I need to more pop.
Minecraft.
Sorry, we're blowing everybody's eardrums now. So, the Discover Chaos server is back. It's the best thing that's happened in a long time.
Now, this is the Discover PvP server where people throw lava on you and
yes,
kill you.
Yes, yeah. This is the coolest thing ever. I've already built a secret lair.
Which has probably already been destroyed.
Probably. I've only been playing it for a day now because it just opened back up this over the weekend. And
so how exactly, like if I was at spawn right now on the Discover Chaos server, how would I get to your secret lair?
Oh.
I don't think you don't want to. Don't say it on the air.
Well, I have a couple of little traps that I would lead people into, and they're like, "Oh yeah, let's go to my lair," and then I'll lead them into a trap and then kill them.
But you wouldn't lead me there. You would let me come in.
I don't know. It depends. You know, now it's me and Maz's. I brought Maz in.
Oh, so you're saying Maz wouldn't let me in?
Well, we're co-owners.
I think Maz is more trustworthy than you are.
So we would probably have to vote on it as a board meeting.
He was probably streaming the whole thing.
Board meeting?
Yes, we'll have a board meeting. And
I would like to buy. I would like to buy a 30% interest in this venture.
Excellent, wise man.
Yeah, I'll be using this thing called Empire account.
Empire Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah, just go there, you know, search for Brent Copeland.
Just more plugs.
My 200 stock.
So anyway, also we brought in Killer Breakfast, only because he seemed like a cool guy. And
but
he
you
kept
won't bring me
stuff.
In.
Well, you need to log in first. We'll bring you in.
Okay, see, this is, okay, I'm going to have to let something go here. I wasn't going to bring this up, Eric, but now I'm going to have to since you're calling me out here. Every time I'm like, call Eric early, and I know he's not doing anything, I'm like, well, just, you know, text me when y'all go in and start playing, and then I can come in and join you. Never get a text to say,
I know,
oh, we're playing.
I should do that.
Yeah, you're so sad about that because you never do it. What?
Well, you know, I think it's like the first thing I look on Skype or IRC or Steam.
Yeah, but you don't remember that call like an hour ago that was like, yeah, just text me.
Yeah, I should text more.
Just text me. Yeah. And then I cry myself to sleep. Yeah. Eric doesn't like me anymore.
And then, And then when Brent cries, I cry.
Do you really?
I do. I share your tears.
I forgive you.
I don't.
I forgive you.
I just laugh and laugh and laugh.
Anyway, so now we have three people that know about the lair.
Hey, and, people say Spencer is cooler than Wes.
That's true.
I'm not working.
Totally true.
And when I say people, Yoga Nick.
Yeah.
And he does a lot of yoga, so.
Wait, I don't think he even knows who. Has he even seen me before?
No.
It's just a snap judgment. Dude, you haven't seen me yet. I'm totally not cool.
So anyway, go on. You put some lava in people's face and you didn't invite me in. What next?
well, we go down into the lair and we gear up and then we come out onto the surface for our raids. And right now we had like a 5 or 6 man raid last night. And where we go and we
find your
base. Did
you take down
Anixia?
Is that what you're doing?
I bet you I let that guy glitch 5,000 in. Or glitch 1500.
Yeah, actually glitch 1500 is pretty cool. He gave us some diamond swords.
What the hell, man? You're like letting everybody in except
No, no, but we didn't actually let him in. It's a, like a consignment kind of thing. Is that the right word?
What? You're selling them used wedding dresses?
Did you show them where your base is?
No, we didn't.
Oh.
But also, there's this Pingu guy. He's hilarious. He looks like an Oompa Loompa. And man,
is that
guy,
my skin I did?
That guy
you know I did an Oompa Loompa
oh,
skin.
Oh, did you? Oh, I wonder. But this guy...
That was me. We probably put lava in your face.
We killed this guy like 50 times last night, over
Dude,
and over.
Dude, it
and over.
Was twice. Don't lie. That was me.
I
was
bad
there.
This guy.
Let's be honest now.
And also,
I killed you like 40 times. You killed me like twice.
Is your name Waddle too?
Yes.
Waddle, man, we kept killing him over and over.
You were like griefing this dude?
Yeah.
Just killing him.
So, like over and over and over again?
Oh, yeah.
So, like griefing?
Well, he came at us.
It's coming right for me?
This wasn't even part of the raid. This is us, like, you know, traversing through
the forest. He was going like this, that's Eric Fullerton. Hey, man, what's... Why did he kill me? I'm going to go back and say hi again.
I'm covered in lava. Oh, my God.
Let's see. And anyway, it's really cool. I mean, I'm going to take up all the time talking about this, but it was an
awesome
time.
That's okay.
And I'm going to go in hard next week. Maz actually
hard
recorded
fast,
some
baby.
Stuff of us, of our adventures raiding, and I guess that'll be a let's play at some point.
Nice.
Okay, Maz, it's your job now when you get Eric on there you text me instead of Eric because Eric doesn't like me.
You could text me too, and I'll just, you know,
yes.
I'll come on.
Yeah, it's fun. It's so much fun.
It's so much fun that Eric is having without his friends. Way to go.
Yeah. So feel free to befriend us and give us diamonds on the server. We might think about letting you see our lair.
And when he says lair, he's talking about his other avatar.
Yeah, now, we have traps. True. We have some layers that aren't quite legit. Like, you know, we might bring you into our
fake layer.
Our fake layer.
He'll sell you a wedding dress on consignment.
And yes, and then I'll sell you a dress.
Now, okay, that sounds like an awesome week.
It was great.
It sounds really awesome to me. I was waiting all week long for Eric to text me to play. So I didn't really get to play much this week. But,
do you know what I saw you do? You just like left Team Fortress 2 running like all week. You like never turned it off.
Yeah, well, that's it stays true, on when I'm at work, I think. But the rest of the time, I play a couple matches when I get home, and then I think about other stuff to do, and I do other stuff, and then I wait for Eric to text me, and he never does. And I don't want to get busy building something, because I'm waiting for my buddy Eric to text me. I mean, I'm really, you know, I put a lot of thought into making sure I'm available and ready when he's ready, because we don't get to play together much.
It is getting thick in here.
By the way, for those who want to go play on this server, and believe me, you do, we had more than 50 people on there, and the lag is actually very... It tiny little spikes, but other than that, it's pretty rock solid. So check
this
out...
Is on Minecraft?
Discover.
Oh, Discover.
Yeah, it's DISC.
You would know if he texted you.
Yeah.
DISCOVR.US. Discover us.
Discover us.
So go there for the IP, and there's forms and everything. So good time.
Nice.
Yeah. I didn't really get much Minecrafting in this week. I've been trying to get everything set up because I want to get it on a flash stick, and someone sent in some tips on how to do that last week. So I'm trying to get that all set up so I can just take it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also kind of waiting for a streaming setup, because I really want to get back into doing some let's plays, and so hopefully this week I'll be getting into that hot and heavy, and maybe I'll text Eric and see if he wants to play.
You could text me.
I'm not really gonna text him now.
Yeah, but I know you could text me instead.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay so
like,
what about you, Martin?
Oh, Brent, I think he's listening to us.
No, he's not. He's thinking about doing a duck shot.
Yeah, you mean one of these? All right, then. So, what about Martin? What you been up to this week?
I've had a good week, actually, this week. I'm not really much of a single-player person on Minecraft, but I played something this week. I think, Eric, if you take your headphones off for a second so you can't hear this.
Okay, I promise they're off.
Okay, are they off?
Yeah.
I've been playing the Yogbox.
Ooh, I think I heard something. Yogi Boxy. I love it.
The Yogbox is brilliant. I've been playing it this week because the single player has gotten very dry for me. Probably it was like months ago, but ever since the pistons and the redstone stuff, I've been learning how to use that. I learned how to build a house that actually recreates itself when you break a wall, which was That's really cool. So if a griefer came over and hit it with a pickaxe, it would be a split second and then it would just like whoosh straight back up and fill the gap.
That's pretty cool.
And it works off an infinite cobblestone thing, so that was quite cool.
So you're one of those dirty cheaters.
Okay. Wouldn't it be more productive to, say, shoot lava out into the face of the griefer and then build the wall back?
Yeah, that's true. Like, that's true. They break a wall and suddenly, I don't know, exploding sheep?
I'm wondering if there's a way, like, if I put pressure plates around the house, when they break the wall and the block drops onto it, I could have a dispenser in the gap where it used to be, and they just, like, attacks them with an arrow or something.
Or suddenly, like, a giant pillar of sand falls on them. That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah,
or for, like, $5,000, you could probably hire someone to go to their house and take them out.
Yeah. And paramilitary strike force.
Yes.
Just get a hit, man. He broke my wooden house. Take him out.
You will pay.
But I do like your Yogbox series, by the way. I just wanted to say that I've seen episode one so far, and I really like it. It was really cool just seeing you discover everything, because that's exactly what I did. I just jumped in, and it was like, oh my god, what is this floating thing? Why is it shooting arrows at me? You know, the everything that you did, it was really well done.
Yeah, I didn't pre-record anything. I didn't learn anything about the mod. I literally just loaded it up, went into the game, and I had to like work out for myself what things were, or I'd look at the comments and people would tell me how to make particular things and set me goals and everything, which was fun. But I like that. I think that's why I fell in love with Minecraft in the first place, because you've got all this stuff and you're just learning how it all works.
Are you going to marry it?
God, I'm so glad somebody else made that joke. I was trying so hard not to make that joke.
That's so weak.
Sorry. I'm like 12 in my head, so I say stupid stuff sometimes. You'll have to get over it.
Yeah.
So did you marry it?
Not quite, although I did have the most terrifying moment of my gaming life on episode 3 of my Yogbox Let's Play, where I'm trying to evade a load of skeletons. I rush into a house, I think everything's safe, and as I walk through a door, a skeleton just walks past, sort of like the Trollolol man. just sort of goes from right to left, and I just scream like a little girl. It was embarrassing.
Do you know I actually have the Trollolol man, like, queued up? We could play it anytime. Yeah, seriously.
Queued up.
No, I think I've actually, my scariest moment ever was a Minecraft moment, too. And it's sort of boring now that I've played a whole bunch, but it was like the first time I broke underneath the adminium at the bottom, and I saw the blue glow coming up from below. It was just this existential terror, you know. it was horrifying. It was like, I have discovered the bottom of the earth and there is nothing there. It was just awful. Did I jump in?
Yeah.
No, I was terrified.
You know, I don't see that a lot anymore. Has that been patched out?
I don't know.
I don't know. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
And I got my secret lair way down. Well, I shouldn't be saying where it is.
Uh-oh. Anyway. Which way is it? Give us that much.
Which way?
Like,
yeah, like north, south, east, west.
I don't know, actually. I don't have a compass mod or anything like
when
that.
When the sun's going, which way does it travel?
He
doesn't know. He doesn't pay attention
to
stuff
like
that. Yeah, I
don't really pay attention to the sun. Yeah. I don't know.
Or, you know, when his friends text him.
Yeah.
He doesn't pay attention to stuff like that.
Anyway. Yes.
You mentioned the pistons and stuff. Are you doing a lot of stuff with the pistons?
I'm learning. I'm not very good with redstone, so actually getting a repeating circuit. I think the automatic cobblestone generator is the most advanced thing I've done so far.
Now, so are you just? Oh, sorry.
Are you doing that on a single player or a multiplayer?
Yes. Yeah, I did that on a single player.
I feel like I'm probably kind of like you. Like I'm not very good with Redstone and mechanisms and stuff like that because I just don't like single player. And that's where you have to kind of learn that stuff, or else you break a server. Apparently.
Yeah, because when we have it on our server as well, we had to choose between either having Fly Mod on the server or having Redstone, and people obviously opted to be able to, you know, be Superman. So.
Yeah. Is that? Like that question, would you rather have the power of flight or the power of invisibility? Instead, would you rather have the power of flight or the power of engineering?
Or the power to move you.
I like that one better. Okay, and also, when you do these Redstone things, do you normally look up other Let's Plays and see how they do it? Or you just do it kind of from what you're trying, you know, just trying it?
Experimenting. I mean, the rebuilding house was actually taken inspiration from Captain Sparkles. When he very first did a video on the Pistons mod, he did a rebuilding bridge, and it's essentially that, but vertical instead of horizontal.
Cool.
So I kind of went to my friend Recreations. He does all the animation for Yogg's casting bits, and he's really good with Redstone. So he says, oh yeah, so if you want to turn it this way, you have to do this, this, and this. Mm-hmm. So I'm relying on other people at the minute to teach me how to do stuff.
Do you know what would terrify me about that? I mean, did you build that on a single player? Or did you build that on multiplayer?
I think he showed me the basics on multiplayer, but then I went to single player just because I'm terrified of anyone breaking it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, you built something that is unbreakable. It's sort of like a dare. Like, I built a house that will build itself back.
Come get some.
Yeah, bring it. Come on.
Yeah, and then cutting one wire will break the entire thing, you know? So.
Yeah.
And if you change the time as well, that seems to kill all Redstone circuits. Which is weird to me.
Yeah, I was watching another one of his videos this week where he was doing the doors, the iron doors. Mm-hmm. This is probably an old video, but he was making a maze or like where you jump from door to door, but he's making them like close and open at different times. And
I haven't seen that. That sounds cool.
It was awesome. It was the best video I've ever seen.
Wow.
Accolades. No, it was really good. Wow. If you want to learn how to do this sort of stuff.
If you want to see the best video on the internet.
I don't think I've ever heard you like be sarcastic about something that you were genuinely like happy about. It's like, is that you weird? Know what? I really love my wife.
I really love your wife, too.
I know. She told me about it.
No, and if you want to see what Bedge used to do in the Nether, you can go see one of my Let's Plays. It's blowing up.
Yeah, it has like 5 million views, man. I mean, you want to know what a bet does? Check it out.
You know, I had to actually go back and put like an overlay, an annotation that was like, okay, I know, this is not how it works. Go watch another video.
Like disable the comments on the video or something.
And people are like, why don't you just take the video off? And I'm like, because every time you look at it, I get a penny. I mean, come on.
Well,
tell your friends.
Are we...
tell your friends.
Are you going to ask me what I did?
We know what you did. No. Spencer, how's that globe, snow globe coming along?
Snow globe's dead.
So am I a little bit inside.
I got tired of rebuilding it, so I stopped. I did start a new project, and I kind of feel like I'm like an old timer in Minecraft. Not because I've like been playing it forever, but because... Oh, Jesus. All the new stuff, like pistons and, you know, machines and all that stuff, I have no interest in it whatsoever. I want to build something out of cobblestone. That's like the extent of what I want to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's weird with all these new things. I see people coming and going in waves. A lot of people are rejuvenated with all of the cool new electronics and stuff, you know, the Redstone stuff that you can do now. With TNT and pistons. And then I see a lot of people kind of falling out of the game going, well, there's not much of a point. And if I can't think of what to build, I just kind of like... And then they play the game less and less. So I think everything's going to come together with this adventure update. I think, you know... I mean,
I hope so. But I kind of go in waves because, you know, I don't do small projects. I do these huge projects that require so much grunt work.
Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, eventually I get tired of watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which is what I do while I'm digging holes.
Oh, right. So you need a new show. Suits is a good one.
Well, while I was working on my current project, I watched pretty much all of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and
wow,
it's just emptying out a mountain, basically. It's a stupid project.
And a soul, I think.
What soul?
Just chipping away.
I'm making, like, in this mountain I'm digging out these 20 by 20 grids, and everywhere it comes out of the mountain, I'm building a wall. So every time it comes out, there's a wall there, and if you look at it from the outside, the walls are just randomly placed all the way up. It's kind of cool. Huh. I think so.
See, I still haven't. Has anybody tried tracks on piston blocks yet?
No, that's one of the things that I'm. Mm-hmm. I haven't even ever built a track.
Because that's what I wanted to start working on the more on the roller coaster, and I want to start doing it like you know where you're coming down the hill into the water.
Yep.
Like, what if you're coming down and we made it where whatchamacallit block that detects you're going over it sends a signal to a sticky to pull the tracks down. Ooh. So you're like, oh my god, where did the track go? But then you fall onto it, you know, when you go over the cliff. That's pretty wouldn't that be cool? Stuff like that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
That's the stuff.
You'd have to use repeaters, though, wouldn't you, to time it all properly between the speed you're going down and everything?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it might vary between each person as well, which is the only problem with that.
I think randomly it should just actually kick someone off the track, like when they're at their highest point, like boom, and they're shot off of the track in a random direction.
Just a piston block just comes over the top and just knocks them all. Huh?
Or better yet, you build a repeater there, so you make like 10,000 copies of them, and nice. One of them is evil.
Huh? Yeah,
just one copy.
I think I really am not going to do that.
So, Martin, do you watch TV or do anything while you're playing Minecraft?
Yeah, this week I didn't realize that season 2 of what's it called? I think it's called something like The Hard Times of RJ Berger. It's an MTV show, and I think in the last 3 days I've plowed through the entire second season whilst playing Minecraft. Because I've been doing a lot of stuff on my Let's Play thing, because I've been building into the mountain like Spencer's been doing.
You and me, we're the same.
We are. Separated at birth. But yeah, I don't know. I quite like the fact, because I could just use MC Edit to do it, but there's something a bit more satisfying about seeing the end product and knowing
exactly.
that I did everything.
And the other thing that I hate, and I hate, like, people are always offering to help me, and I don't want help. I don't want anyone else to do anything with it, because it makes it less mine.
I've been challenged by someone on my Facebook page. It's quite a popular graphic. You might have seen it. It's a big cube of Minecraft, and it's been rendered out really nicely. But it's actually possible to build it in game. So it's a big cube, and it's got four sides, and each of them is like the Nether, snow, grass, a woodlands, the desert. And someone's challenged me to build that, so I think I'm going to do that.
I had an idea to do a reverse chunk. Like, completely empty out one chunk, so it looks like a missing chunk, and actually keep track of what every single block is as you go, and then build it upside down.
Oh, nice.
So it's like the chunk is reversed.
You know, I haven't seen a lot of upside down stuff. I still haven't done it, but I wanted to do like an upside down village, have all the houses upside down and the trees and stuff like that.
And all the people upside down.
You know, but I never did it.
I remember watching the Elkscast player map, which was really good. And the entire, it was like a small sort of a cottage with a load of houses, and that was completely upside down. They used blue wool as well to do the sky and the clouds on the floor with white wool.
Nice.
And someone on our server created something called the Symphiel, which is actually an upside down pyramid, and you can fit an entire town inside of it, which
What's
is
it
really
called?
Cool. The Symphiel, I think they called it.
Is that just a random word that they named it?
I think so, yeah.
Or There's is it like some weird bizarre religion that all hail the Symphiel?
But yeah, it's the pyramid's that big that you have to have your render distance on far to see the entirety of it. That's how big we're talking.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
It's huge. It's amazing.
So, is your server pretty busy?
It is, yeah. We get quite a lot of applications coming through. I'm going to go through them after this. We didn't originally have a whitelist, but just the griefing was too much, and people were breaking stuff as well and setting things on fire. But now we have mods in place
like
to stop all of that.
Good. Well, what is your player max on your server?
I think it's 30, and then I think we have 10 slots reserved for admins and moderators and stuff.
Ah, okay.
So it's around about 40, I think.
That's a good idea.
We should reserve slots, shouldn't we?
Yeah.
Like, but get them to up the number on the server first, so we're not, like, taking them away.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think we should just reserve, like, 32 slots.
Shut up! Who are you to talk like that? So do you ever listen to audiobooks?
I do sometimes.
We did want to mention this little offer we got going from Audible.com.
Audible.com.
You can actually get a free book here from Audible at audibletrial.com/theshaft. You can also stay. It's a 2-week trial, I believe, right, Eric?
Yes, 14 days.
And what do you get for that? You get a free what?
A free credit to get an audiobook. You can get a free book. You also, as a member, save 30% on any additional purchases. If you have a premium account, you get 2 free books a month. So you can just kind of save them up and then burn through them if you go on a trip or something or you're at the
gym. Well, and the bigger books are going to be 2 credits. That's right. One thing you got to know about Audible. And these are like $60, $70 books. Like Dance with Dragons, which is the 5th book in the Song of Fire and of Ice and Fire, just came out. And it was $63. But if you have 2 credits, you can get it, you know, for free. So but that's more you, like...
Can it be your free book? Like, or
no, unless you stay a month and get an extra credit. And then it's basically
get
half price.
Or you could get your 1 credit, and then you could just buy a 2nd credit if you can't wait.
Yeah, and there's tons of books that are 1 credit. We give them out every week, pretty much.
Do you know what I've been listening to on Audible?
What?
I forget what the name of it is, but it's a biography of George Washington.
Sounds interesting.
Sounds awesome.
There's actually also a lot of like behind the scenes and interviews that you can get for free too if you're a member. So look those up. There's actually a button that says free for members. Just click on that and there's a bunch of free stuff that you can get there to have ear orgasms. I don't know if we're allowed to say that and, you know, talking about it, but for it's reals done. It's done. Yeah, that's right.
It's done.
So
it's out there.
I actually saved up my 2 to get that book, so I'm gonna be listening to it instead of reading it. Like, I didn't realize it was gonna come out so anyway.
Yeah, real quick, Martin, who's your favorite author
or you book? Know what, I'm not a big reader. I'm more into autobiographies, if anything, because I like to know about people's experiences.
It. You're another one of those illiterate Brits.
Well, that's good. They have what they like to call Audible biographies.
We wrapping up that segment. So that's audibletrial.com/theshaft.
Check it out.
And now
it is time for
From the Minecraft Daily News and Updates.
In the news this week. See,
yeah.
There were no updates this week.
Mm-mm. Good
and
segment.
Moving on. No, but of course, lots of stuff happens in the Minecraft realm.
In the world.
In the world.
Minecraft.
The universe.
The Minecraft universe.
You know, we say in the world of Minecraft a lot.
The Mineverse.
And some people actually think the game is called World of Minecraft.
Who are
the
weird? I want to know.
Well, there was.
I want empirical data on this. I think you just made that up.
There was someone who reviewed our podcast and said that we talk about the game World of Minecraft, which is pretty funny.
That's hilarious.
It's hilarious. I love it so much.
I'm still laughing about that.
Well, okay, yeah, let's get into the actual news here. So,
no, wait, I'm not done savoring that.
Yeah, savor that.
Okay, I'm done.
We're gonna have a new mob coming in shortly, and we think we know what it is.
It
is the silverfish.
Really?
Yes. Well,
it's in the files, isn't it?
Yes. A lot of things have been popping up in the mobs directory, and this is a silverfish.png was added to the mobs folder in beta 1.7 update, and it's already on the Minecraft wiki. You can look it up. Not much is known about it, of course, except for what it looks like. Other things keep popping up here. And
do we really know what it looks like, or we just have like the...
No, we know what it really looks like.
Do we?
Yep.
Because I see they've got the skin for it, but I don't see the model.
Well, I believe someone, if you go to the reference and look at the forums post, someone has taken and made a 3D version of it.
Okay. Look, there it is. Now I'm seeing it.
And it looks really weird.
And of course, this is all speculation because Notch has put things into the code and Jeb have put things into the code that have never made it into the game. So, it could be misleading.
It could be a red herring. Oh, that's the next animal, a red herring.
I would love to have a red herring. Those are delicious.
Oh, yeah.
How big is the silverfish going to be then? Because they're quite small in real life, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Is it going to be like a goldfish, or are we talking, is it just going to, fill it with steroids and let it grow.
They are small, I know, because my pants are infested with silver.
Yeah, and going by the picture that someone recreated of a 3D model, it looks like a block, you know, about the size of a single block.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it looks weird. I mean, it looks like an insect.
I think this is. I don't think this.
It's got
is real.
Six legs.
Lots of. I don't know. Well, we could probably spend the entirety of a and podcast talking about
done.
This one thing.
We're done.
Okay.
We're done.
Finishing that, we have according to Notch's Reddit post, which went straight to number one this week. there was a possibility that
guy is so popular
that a 1.7 update will or could include the long-awaited server list.
Yay!
There's woo! And
I don't believe that.
This could be for 1.8. This could be for 1.7 point something.
I never take anything he says seriously until it's in the patch notes. Because,
hey, well, this is him. Like, oh, okay, what we're really talking about here is not just him saying it, but he posted a screenshot of the multiplayer list. Server list.
He posted pictures of tons of stuff that never happened. Like, you.
Yeah, it never happened.
That's
true. This is true and bizarre. So, that's cool. I can't wait, because I'm sick and tired of my little text file that has all the servers on it.
I'm tired of that file, too. The other thing is the adventure update. The adventure mode will be playable at PAX.
Nice.
I'm so jealous of that.
Oh, man. Oh, it'd be, like, really far for you to come.
I went to PAX East, and there was no adventure mode there, so now I feel totally.
But do you think it'll
be
that far after PAX that it'll be released anyway?
Well, didn't they say the latest it was going to be out was sort of late September, October time?
Yeah, something like that. But at any rate, it'll be, like, another 2 months before it's live on our server anyway, so...
I'm just looking forward to the big dungeons in it. Like you were talking about earlier about the sort of world of Minecraft. The screenshot that Notch put on his Google Plus sort of looks like an instance. I'd love to see an instance in Minecraft.
Oh, that would be cool.
I would love that too.
And then they should institute like a cross server dungeoning.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
Oh my god. That's
like a world of, like a 10 man raid will be a
and
reality.
Then they should charge $15 a month.
No.
$14.99. Let's keep it realistic.
Keep it real. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Notch is tweeting away all the time. He says...
He's tweeterific.
He is. He said this, I did add an achievement for killing a skeleton with an arrow at 50 meters. Not easy. Well, that was a nice little stereo effect.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
And so that's cool. He's playing around with the new mechanic, which is basically a hold-to-fire type deal. So you hold it and away it goes. I think...
Boom shalaka.
You know, that's definitely...
You know what else he was talking about on Twitter that I thought was interesting? He was talking about, like, how he's going to have to add attack animations for mobs.
Yes.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah, so we can properly dodge them.
Right.
So...
Well, he added blocking.
About that last week, didn't he?
He added blocking, so you can, like... Did you talk about it this?
Yeah,
last
we
week?
Did talk about it last week.
I listen to your show all the time.
That's not true.
But yeah, I love the new animation idea. I mean, I've been crying for that like since like week one. But what I want is the nonsense stuff like slash wave and dance and stuff. Like I want some more motion.
But I hope they don't crap out the animations like Conan, where it's like they do the animation, it has to fully finish before like and just weird
Man,
stuff.
You remember that game way better than I do.
Well, you mean once you start animating, you can't move.
You can't stop.
But it's kind of like Team Fortress 2. Once you start a taunt, you can't move until it's done.
Yeah, wouldn't that suck?
I mean, it does suck, but it's life. It's like it's
get
not,
over
you know,
it,
it's
dude.
It's like, well, you shouldn't
play
have been taunting.
Play WoW. Play WoW. It doesn't happen like that in that game.
Oh, that's true. Because moving kicks it off, stops it, yeah.
Sometimes.
Wow, sucks.
Sometimes you keep doing it, like a train. Toot, toot!
Oh, I see, and you can still move.
You can run.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the ones like that mess with your feet, you know? It's kind of...
That's true.
Makes sense. It's, so, there's also something here from Capiche.
Capiche. Capiche?
And, I thought this was really cool. I think this is something we need in our office right now, right?
What?
He says, if you tweet anything with the word Minecraft, you will be shown here. And if you look at the picture, it's a picture of their office with a big screen on the wall with the Twitters just scrolling up.
When you said we need it here, I thought you meant podcasters that don't suck.
Couldn't be so lucky.
I went there.
Well, why don't you stay there?
Okay. That, I mean, it seems like how much that's an expensive TV that they've got this on.
That's okay.
It's like it looks like about a 36 inch flat screen panel they've got on the wall, mm-hmm. and it just tweets Minecraft stuff. That's
that is
it.
Very wild.
I think that's awesome.
That is awesome.
So, like it's that? Good. They have them at, I've been to a couple of like student radio conferences, and they always have them up there.
Yeah.
Sometimes they use it to mess around, but it's actually really good just for getting an idea of what's going on.
Okay.
And it can alert you to things as well. So if something severely, you know, is going wrong with Minecraft, all they have to do is glance over and they'll be alerted to it straight away.
Right. Yeah.
Which I think is cool.
Seems useful.
It seems like that's not something they should advertise.
Right.
Why? Get more people Spammers. Using Minecraft in their tweets?
Spammers.
Get people just shouting Minecraft.
Well, it's okay. Well, now all your friends know about Minecraft. What's this Minecraft
Wait,
thing?
No, they're people the person that's about. Like spamming Minecraft. They don't have any friends.
Some of them do.
Yeah, but they're just other spammers.
But they're not spamming anybody but their Minecraft office, so it doesn't help them any.
But I'm saying that, no, it's not them.
Okay,
it's
okay, whatever, people. Whatever. Let's don't and get into it.
You know what? I like puns.
Minecraft Xperia Play exclusive launches this fall, and it will cost $6.99.
$6.99. Yeah. Do we know what that is in British pounds?
$6.99, that would be about...
$3.50?
It'd be about... Yeah, about $3.50.
But you think are they going to do the exchange rate thing, or are they going to do the lame? It's going to be
£6.99, £6.90.
Yeah, it might. Yeah, I think they might just do that because I know Terraria did that when that came out. It was just $9.99, regardless of where you were.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's weak.
Yeah, that's not cool.
But either way, man, that's cheap. It's nothing. It's a no-brainer. Just buy.
I mean, if you have an Xperia Play.
Yeah, if you have Xperia Play, for sure. You know, and then we'll see, hopefully soon, a release date or something for Android in general, and also iOS to follow after that.
And then the Xbox 360
Yes, version. And then 360. Yeah.
It's going to be on everything.
It will be.
Yeah. I can't wait to
play... It will be on my Pong machine at home.
Nice. Boop. I can't wait to play Minecraft on the big screen in Times Square. That's what
Sweet.
I'm looking forward to.
You know what else it's on?
Nope.
The 3DS, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay. Ah.
Sweet. This next thing here is a modder builds a homebrew version of Minecraft on the DS.
That's
right here.
That's what I was telling you.
He said we were going to talk about it later, and so we're going to talk about it now.
Yeah, this is a kind of a neat little thing here, a hack, I guess. But, you know, it's Minecraft on the DS, but from the looks of the video, there's a video, and of course we'll link to it in the show notes. It doesn't look like you can look up and down. It's just kind of a left and right. It's very early demo. It's cool. It's a technical feat, I guess. It doesn't look like, you know, it's really going to be that.
I'm kind of surprised that people exciting. Have already got the 3DS hacked.
I don't think it's a 3DS.
Oh, you just think it's DS? DS?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, it's just the usual DS. I think.
Okay,
yeah.
It's a 3DS.
Whatever.
It reminds me of. Have you seen? Is it called Minecraft 4K? Which was like the very first Minecraft related thing that Notch made.
Yes.
It looks identical to that, really.
Huh. Yeah. Minecraft 4K is cool. So that's neat. And also, here's a little reminder, reminding everybody that the next Capture the Record event is going to be on July 23rd, starting at 7 p.m. Central. We'll have a link in the show notes for all the details and everything.
Sweet.
From the write-up that Astragali, the Minecraft scribe, has written for us. So that is going to be a fun time. And you should join us too, Martin.
What's that? Sorry?
What is it? I don't know what it is.
Capture.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's a Capture the Record. It's basically like a Capture the Flag type of a game.
Oh,
okay.
Where you build your own base. You have 5 hours to build a base, and you have a record, and you can hide it anywhere within the bounds of your base. And each base is right next to each other, divided by a wall. And when it's go time, the wall disappears, and everybody... Either, you know, goes for the record
kind of thing.
Yeah, so people get real smart with it. You get you have leaders, and you have, you know, a defense team and an offense team, because you obviously need to hang back and you know, defend your record. But the record could be anywhere, and it's really fun seeing how people are very resourceful and creative on how to hide your record. And it's a crazy game. But, you know, it's a 5-hour setup time, but usually it takes, what, maybe an hour
to play?
To you know, to actually play. Is that about right, Brent?
No, I think you're smoking crack on that one.
Did it take a lot longer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Maybe I was smoking crack.
I think it took like 2-3 hours.
How do you go about gathering resources? Is it you have to just play sort of vanilla to get resources, or get a set amount?
Yes, everyone starts with nothing. That's why you have the 5 hours to set up.
Ah, that makes more sense now. That's cool.
So
I'm just excited because I found out that Eric's got some crack.
Yeah, but I'm not sharing. I'm not Sharon Osbourne. Why did I say that? All right, so let's do...
oh my God, that was so funny.
Let's go into something more sensible, like... this.
Listener contributions. Gotta leave one, or else I'll die. Walking in a cave. Oh my God. Turn around. There's a zombie. Turn around again. There's a creeper. There's only one way out. I run. The only thing that will save me now is if you send listener contributions.
That was the creepiest bumper we've ever had on this show.
I am scared.
Ha! Sorry.
And thank you.
I was gonna say, I couldn't hear that either.
Oh, could you not hear it? It was pretty creepy. And thank you, BCross32, for sending that to us.
Thanks for
creeping us out.
Never gonna sleep again.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The BCross32 who sent us that has a question for us too. And,
okay.
And here it goes.
Hey guys, BCross32 here. Got a question for you in the listener contributions. I've been reading the Minecraft forums and it says that in the 1.8 update we're going to have some hold to charge bow mechanics. My question to you guys is there any other kind of weapon in the game that you would like to have this system implemented into? That's just my question, alright? See you guys. P.S.
What happened to the bumper that I sent you guys the other week? Did you hate it? Because you didn't play it.
Just wondering.
Alright, see you.
Dude, you are totally rad.
You're a weirdo. And we did play the bumper. We just played it. What, did you miss it or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, something else like charge up. I don't think you could do it with like a hand weapon, really, could you?
Why not?
Well, I suppose maybe you could do like a Zelda twirl, couldn't you? If you sort of charge it up and it gives it a like the thing with crits as well. Maybe it could be implemented with that.
And then you scream, yeah!
And then do some animation that takes 10 minutes to run through.
Yeah, and then you get backstabbed by a spy because suddenly we're playing Team Fortress 2.
I think I'd like see it in fishing. Like to be able to cast further and stuff.
Yeah, I was thinking golf, actually.
You were thinking like a golf Volkswagen?
Club. I mean, you know, it's just like a golf. Yeah, like a car. But you know, I think it'd be fun.
I think
fishing. Fishing makes sense.
I think you should be able to charge lava.
Charge lava.
I don't know what it would do, but you like just go, and then you release the button and lava.
Ooh, you could do a bucket like that, a bucket of lava, and then you do like a hurricane.
And then lava pours out. It's all very anticlimactic.
Yes, these are horrible ideas.
We should totally work for Shaft. Wait.
We do. We work for Shaft.
All right, then. How about this next thing?
You love Shaft.
There's a discussion thread, right, by Rico Vig.
Yeah, there's a Rico Vig actually made a discussion thread on our forums. We'll link to it on the show notes. Basically, it's just a lot of speculation and things that are supposed to be in the adventure update. So a lot of interesting stuff that people are coming up with. So we'll link to that.
Sweet.
We also have some from Ian here who asks if you put a sand block down. Or yeah, I guess he's telling us this. If you put a sand block down, then put a cactus on top of it, then place a door next to it, and then knock out the sand, a sand block, a cactus, and two doors will pop out.
Oh.
So I guess it's our call whether we think that is too much like cheating.
It's exactly like cheating.
Ah, a little exploit.
Mm-hmm. It is an exploit, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, is anybody out there thinking, man, it takes too long to get doors.
Creating a load of TNT with pistons, that's saves you a lot of time.
Yeah.
But wood, it's everywhere.
Well, and think about it this way, the time it takes you to put down that crap and like, oh God, I gotta remember where I can actually put a cactus down or whatever. Doing all that, couldn't I have just punched a tree and made myself a door?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've got to travel to the biome to get the cactus for a start anyway, yeah. haven't you?
So. But I think it's an interesting, you know, hey, I found this. So Notch is probably happy to know about that now.
Yeah.
Notch doesn't know about it.
Now, one of the
He does now. Now he knows about it.
When?
Now.
Just then?
Just then.
Now?
No.
A few seconds ago.
It already happened.
Did I miss it?
Do you know what? That just happened.
It's about a half a minute ago now.
Oh, okay. I'm so late.
Now he's learning about something else.
I really like in Yogbox how when you take out the
you
the
do
base
get
of
paid
tree,
by them, don't you?
Yes. when you take out the base of a tree, all of the entire trunk comes down, and you know the entire
that's cheating.
Thing.
So that's usually when I mean that's odd because usually when I play with the base, it never mind.
Base. Now is that how Terraria trees act too?
That game is awful.
When you
how
take the base out, and then the whole thing comes crumbling down.
Yeah, that's the way Terraria works at the minute, yeah.
So that's neat how, I mean, I like that. It's a nice shortcut. It adds fun to the game, I think. And, you know.
So anyway, you can make two doors out of sand, a door, and a cactus. Moving on.
Oh, yeah.
Just going straight off.
Nerdbot sent this in. He says, hello, Shaftians. That's either fans of the Shaft or fan of Shatner. I'm not sure which. I'm here to express my regards about the difficulty of the game of Minecraft. My problem is that with the addition of beds, there is no great danger because I will never encounter a mob in the day before I sleep, and I sleep at night. My suggestion is that on the hard difficulty, should there be more frequent thunderstorms, the mobs have a higher tolerance for sunlight, yada, yada, yada. So basically, did beds make the game too easy, and what should be done to fix it, is what I'm reading here.
I like how you summarize that, because I didn't do my job. Anyway, I don't know. I think this is a way to let people play the game how they want to play it. Like, if you don't like the fighting and stuff, I mean, sure, you could put it on peaceful, but then you have no sense of urgency to, like, get back home to get in your bed or anything, right?
Yeah.
So you still have that urgency, but not really have to screw around with mobs too much. If you
want. I've noticed that don't creepers now, they're not affected by sunlight, are they? They just stay regardless of what time of day it is.
Yeah, I think they. I don't think
but
they're
they
aggressive.
Have to spawn.
They're not aggressive in sunlight.
Oh, okay.
What?
That was my understanding.
Yeah, you know, creepers.
Yeah.
No, you're on crack.
Well, I just got some from Eric, so.
Oh, okay. No. They come after you. At least I have to kill them. Okay. But the thing is, if you go to sleep before they spawn at night, they won't spawn.
Then they
spawn.
Won't spawn at all, right.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about them if you can keep your day cycle and hop in bed.
Uh-huh. I mean, I thought it was
changed.
I just thought it was great patch. that thunderstorms let enemies spawn at all. I thought that was that was really cool.
Yeah, I like that.
So,
yeah.
Should it be harder on the hard difficulty? I think you should stop being so awesome. If you were less awesome at the game would be harder. Think about that.
Put
that being in your a pipe noob is
smoke
fun.
It. Put that in your crack pipe and smoke it.
Sprinkle that on your crack and then smoke that.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool.
It's like crack plus.
Sprinkle that on your sprinkles on your muffin.
Muffin? Your muffin
cupcake,
full of crack?
On your bagel?
Bagel.
There's
a bagel
in my mouth, and I'm. No, that's for the next podcast. Someone.
Ricky sent
them.
In a question: will the Shaftlands be getting a PvP area in the future?
That is something for our mods to, I guess, discuss, because that's all up to them.
Yep.
So if you really want it, go to the forums and let them know that you want it, and they will look into it. It's, you know, that's a possibility.
I don't like the PvP areas that are just like, okay, everybody fight. It's just like. I mean, building shelters and doing all this is cool, but, like, what if you had something like, you know, some sort of, like, a tower defense, not a tower defense.
You are really on crack.
No, what is a game in one of the battlegrounds in
Arena.
WoW? No, where you have to capture.
Arena.
Is that an arena?
No. I'm just saying, like, in WoW, they have arenas every once in a while, and those are PvP areas.
Right.
Like, so if you go into it. You've got to watch out, and they'll have things like a guy go and put a chest every 3 hours, and if you get there, you can go get the chest, but if someone else is there, they may try to kill you.
Oh, I see. Oh, I'm thinking of control points, like in Team Fortress 2.
Yeah.
Where you can take an area over and then progress. You know, World of Warcraft has it. Halo, I think, even had it. I mean, everybody kind of has that mechanic, but I think that would be fun in Minecraft.
Like control points?
Yeah.
So you're thinking of like, and this is, that's actually kind of a cool idea where the whole server maybe isn't PvP, but maybe the tree farm is. Yeah. And so if you go in and capture the tree farm, then maybe there's a timer that you have that tree farm for an hour.
Yeah.
And then you, so you can get wood and stuff from the tree farm, and then it grows back, and then boom, it resets again, and now you've got to fight for it. But how do you pick teams on that? You just get it yourself?
Oh, I guess you would have to choose before you even start playing the game at all. Like maybe when you log in, you need to choose a side.
Maybe you choose a country, and that's where your spawn point is. You know, like, so you have these different sections, so one would be like Tortuga.
That's not fair, because everyone would choose Belgium.
Belgium's pretty awesome. Yeah,
everyone would choose Belgium because
Australia.
They like waffles.
Mm.
Yes, that's all there is to Belgium, Brent. Wait,
that's all there is. He's shooting rubber bands. All right,
But you see what I'm saying. So then you pick your country, and now you're locked into that team, and now you're fighting. It's like Risk, but in a Minecraft universe.
Yeah,
and I don't know it if takes
we should
forever.
Be pitting the countries against each
sorry.
Other.
Sorry.
Maybe colors. Just bring it back to colors.
Connect Four.
We have moved beyond the
Minecraft.
Scope of the initial everything. Scope of this question.
Okay.
So what do you think? You're into PvP? But are you into PvP at all?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit. Back in the WoW days, I didn't really play PvP just because I was terrible, but I'm a big fan of PvP inside Minecraft.
During the WoW days, were you a member of the Wild Bunch?
Don't do that to him. He's a guest. Treat him like a guest. So, if there was a shirt that say had someone throwing lava into someone's face and it just said, "I just threw lava in your face," would you buy it? Would that be a good shirt?
Yeah, possibly. Yeah.
By that tone, he means no.
Okay, strike that one from the marketing team. Our marketing team comes up with crappy ideas all the time.
Yeah, our marketing team. That's right.
Yeah, you know, Brent.
Hey. How's it going?
How you doing? How you doing?
All right. Next up. Next up.
OM gets me 144. Is that what we're going to, or is this big block of purple text? Something
I don't know what that purple stuff is.
All right. Just do you think in the 1.8 Avenger update will be like dragon hide you get from dragons and use it as armor?
Is there dragons in 1.8?
I think this is someone's wish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay. I got you.
I'm gonna go ahead and say yes.
Maybe it's silverfish scales.
Ooh.
And you can make silverfish armor that makes you talk like a fish.
No, silverfish are actually insects, right?
Oh, are they? I didn't know that. That makes more sense because they look like insects.
Yeah.
True.
Are they the ones on top of the water?
No.
Those are water walkers.
Those gliders. Are water bugs.
Water bugs.
Yeah.
But they're in the water?
No, they're not water animals at all.
Oh.
They like hang out under my bath rack at home.
Train wreck.
The things that look like crickets.
No, they look like little worms.
Look like worms. It's a weird house you're living in.
That's pretty weird.
Well, I built it in Minecraft, so.
I'm so confused at this point. So let's go on to Nokel81, who sent in two images from the Jinx store showing the periodic table of Minecraft. I guess it's a shirt. And anyway, it has like an asterisk next to it that says, you know, this is beta, blocks in beta or something like that. So he thinks that this means there will be new blocks in the future. Is that kind of a dir?
Yeah.
I mean, not to be mean. I'm not trying to be mean.
Is that kind of like the most obvious thing you've ever heard in your whole freaking life?
No,
man, what a dumbass.
I think Notch is done creating blocks. You what we have it? Is what we have.
Yeah. Well, they're done creating weapons. I was kind of surprised at that one.
Yeah.
I think he's going to start taking blocks out.
Isn't he still needing to put the shield in? I know ages ago he was talking on Twitter about how there will definitely be a shield one day when dual building comes about.
Only if there's a holder for a torch on it.
Well, that's the thing. Have you seen on the 1.8 update, you know, the big logo for it?
Yeah.
They've got, like, different bits. Like, they've got a sword in one hand and a torch in another, and people are thinking maybe the torch will emit light now, like it does in the AdventureCraft mod.
Yeah, except for Jump Boy, he basically said don't read too much into that image. Now, he could just be saying, you know, kind of blocking what people are saying to try not to spoil anything.
Yeah.
But I think he's also maybe just saying, look, I just... You need a torch, you need whatever.
And we totally analyzed it last episode, too, so I think we already
figured that out. You heard that, Spencer. You were listening to that whole episode.
I listened to this show religiously.
While smoking your crack.
Well, that is part of his religion.
It is. I'm a crackologist.
Wow.
Crackologist. Is that like a Scientologist, except for more real? We're going to get attacked.
We're going to get sued. High-five. Thanks.
Yeah, Tom Cruise is going to come here.
All right. That's... Edit that. Let's see.
he's going to jump up on that couch and yell at us.
Nice. And then Oprah's going to give away a brand new car.
You know, there's a book on Audible right now you can get on the inside secrets of Scientology.
Hey, this next one is from a guy named Boxy. Is that actual?
That is.
It's Box?
That is Boxy.
Yeah. Wow.
Images of board game based on video games. Picture of Don't Break the Ice, but with the Minecraft blocks and stuff. That's from a board game box art contest on Kotaku. So somebody took the game Don't Break the Ice, and they replaced all the blocks with Minecraft blocks.
Nice.
See, cool. And I wanted to do that in-game. I wanted to make a spleef arena that was a Don't Break the Ice.
Ah, nice. Nice. You're awesome. Everything you do is awesome. Your face is awesome.
That's what your mom says.
My mom says all kinds of things.
Oh, man.
We got one more here.
All right.
We got two more here. You want to do this one, Eric?
Let's see here. From Robert. Roberto. Yes. He says, I've listened to every single one of your shows so far, start to finish, yet have never actually played Minecraft. Is this weird?
Yes.
What do you think, Martin? Is that weird?
Yeah, it's very weird. I think, yeah, just when you hear about, when like all the podcasts and stuff, like how sort of endless and every single week you're talking about someone building something completely different in the Our Journey bit, I don't understand how you can't be intrigued.
Do you know what I think is probably awesome? He probably thinks poop blocks are real.
Yes. That's true.
Well, maybe he can't afford it or something, or maybe he doesn't want. But what if we gave him a copy?
Yeah, we have a code.
We're not going to give it to him.
Why not?
Because he's not.
He listens to all of our shows. He went to all the trouble to email us.
He's clearly trolling us.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, he could.
I mean, he did write after that. He wrote troll.
I missed that part.
All right. Well, so, how about this, Robert? If you would actually like to have a key,
and if you would actually use it, we don't want you to give you a key and you just like not use it or use it only once,
right?
So we want you to join our server because we know you're a trustworthy guy and you're not going to grief anything, right?
You should join.
Well, I can get this from his email. Tone.
Yeah, I think you are clearly so trustworthy that John Maz and Eric are going to invite you to consignment.
Hang out with them and not text me.
Consignment in their secret lair on the Chaos server.
That's right.
Okay, so that code is A7... No, I'm just kidding. Might not be the smartest thing. But seriously, email us. Let us know more about your sitch.
Yeah.
That's a cool way to say situation.
I'm going to read the whole code, and I'm going to read it so fast that you're going to have to slow down the audio to understand it. You ready?
Nice. Yep, got to slow that down. Yeah. It's actually two and a half hours worth of content if you slow that down and listen to his excellent storytelling. So, by the way, Robert, how about this? How about if we can squeeze a little bit of content for the show in exchange? So, send us an email, but send us a little audio clip of whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
Saying...
not whatever you want.
You know, talk about what you think the game's going to be like.
What do you want to build?
Yeah.
Let us know what you want to build and... What actually you join us basically as a guest show host just by not actually coming on the show, but send in an excavation station, journeys, and listener contribution.
Wow, okay, we've asked for a lot of things. So
he's like, I'm not doing that, I barely listen to your show.
We're gonna need a DNA sample.
Wow.
And then Spencer's gonna need your address. We're not sure what for.
Oh, I know what it's for,
but have some lotion.
I feel like crack will probably have something to do with it.
Yes, yes. Indeed.
Gotta get more crack.
All right, well.
Okay, so we're probably going to have that code to give away in a couple weeks again.
Yeah.
But how about we do this? Let's do another contest.
Okay, so what we're saying is there is actually a code. I don't think we ever clarified.
Yes, there is actually a code.
We have a code for Minecraft? Yeah, it's for Minecraft. So if you don't have a copy of Minecraft and you're listening to a Minecraft show and you want a code for Minecraft... then there's a contest, theoretically.
So does this mean we're no longer giving our code to Robert?
He can still get it.
No, there's a separate contest.
There's a separate contest.
There's one for Robert.
Okay, there's a there's the Robert test.
Yeah, I'm actually building this contest right now as we go along this.
Oh, you don't say. It sounded like it was so fleshed out.
So let's think about this. What's a good contest we can do? That one requirement has to be they're going to have to...
Whoever sends Eric the best crack.
They're going to have to like Jinx. We'll have a link to that.
Oh, my God.
But they'll have to like Jinx.
Okay, you're turning it into a really complicated thing already.
No. It's real simple.
He's doing hand gestures. We did this for the control points.
It's real easy. And then one other thing.
Okay, so you have to like Jinx.
And then email us what?
A picture of your... Never mind.
No, okay. Something something easy. Something easy.
I don't know.
Maybe not too easy. They got to mail us audio clip of something.
Yes.
Your favorite moment.
No,
from
here's
the
what you need to email us a picture of what you will look like when you get the Minecraft code. Like how ecstatic.
No, this isn't for a Minecraft code.
Oh, this isn't? What is this?
Oh,
for? Oh, this is for the Jinx thing.
This is for a $15 promo code from Jinx.
Oh, right, yeah.
You'll be able to use this as cash, okay. Basically.
So like Jinx.
You'll have to like Jinx.
And
then email us an audio clip of you.
Of you.
Telling us your favorite moment from the shaft.
Telling us your favorite moment from the shaft.
Okay. How's that sound?
All right.
And then we'll have an episode where we play them all. Back to back.
Back to back.
And okay. We'll make Spencer repeat them all.
We'll make Spencer repeat them all.
Over and over again.
We'll make Spencer repeat them all.
I'm a big dummy.
Yeah.
Yes, it always doesn't work.
He didn't repeat that one, folks. Yeah.
And we'll have a link on our website by the time the show gets aired where we'll have all the instructions on what you need to do. But there will be seven. We were giving out seven to the top seven.
Sweet.
Wow. So we just came up with a new contest and thought it up.
So that's over $100 worth of stuff we're giving away. Nice. And how long should they have for this? A month?
2 days.
Sure. 4 episodes. 4 weeks.
1 month.
Or is that too long? 2 weeks. What do you think, Martin? 2 weeks? 4 weeks?
Let's do between. Three.
3 weeks.
Okay. 3 weeks.
Split them.
That's how they do it over there.
Split the difference. Nice.
That's cool. Excellent. All right. Very let's do cool. that.
That's what you can do when you're not saddled with the burden of crack.
The burden. All right. Well, let's get on with things. This last thing here that we have in listener contributions is sent in from Rico.
Rico.
And Rico. It goes
nice.
A little something like this.
Hello, and welcome to the Fixed Dream Minute. I'm Rico. You may better know me from the Shaftlands as Rico Vig. I'm going to try to produce these weekly, but of course they're not going to be that consistent. After about 6 months of waiting, we got the old map back, which is great, although there are a lot of things that need to be updated. For example, the Redstone tutorial room located under the half-step and lava stairs going up to the dance floor is completely outdated. Fixtree is looking for a Redstone god who can take a look at it and fix it up. If you'd like to help out with this project, please contact us in the Fixtree official thread located in the project's subforum. Also, if there are any public warps that you would like to have located in the warp room, please submit them to the Fixtree official thread. That's all. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Is it weird that I was like in my head while I was listening to that? I heard inch, inch, inch,
inch, inch, inch. Very, very bad.
Peace. Well, that was actually well done. I like that. It's a quick, like, what's going on the server. It's very, very fantastic. I like it.
Fixture.
I agree that it should be weekly.
And I'm changing the contest right now.
Oh, my God.
Just while I was writing it down, it's going to be an audio clip of something for the show, like Excavation Station. Or listener contribution.
Okay.
Something.
Okay.
That way we can use it in the show.
Yeah. Okay.
So moving on.
Yeah, and don't send us any copyrighted material.
Especially if it's copyrighted.
Yeah, no music in the background.
If you don't own the rights.
Even if you do own the rights.
Oh, yeah, we need to own the rights. That's the thing there. Anyway, okay, so let's get on down the road to this.
Excavation Station.
Yeah. That's right. That is right. And why are you staring at me like that, Spencer?
Because you're dumb.
I may be. I just may be.
I can't do Excavation Station. Every time I'm on the show and I do Excavation Station, it just becomes glaringly obvious that I never listen to this show.
Oh, yeah, we're like, we talk about that all the time. And we're like, actually, that's in the game, Spencer.
You know what should be in the game?
What?
Some sort of, like, tool... That with which you can manipulate blocks, like perhaps break them down easier.
Oh, like a tiny little Godzilla that can, like, melt blocks and...
That's just silly.
Is that too much?
That's just silly.
Oh, okay.
I was thinking more like...
Maybe a stick?
Stick, yeah.
With some metal on the tip of it, perhaps. Something you can whack with.
Yeah, whack.
I like this.
The whacking stick.
The whacking stick?
The whacking stick.
All right.
That's what it should be called.
I like the whacking sticker.
No, just the whacking stick.
Way to kill the mood.
Well, I was thinking you could stick people with it, too. All right. So then maybe you could stick it on their shirt.
Should we just start going through the list here?
Or if you whack it first, then you can stick it
gross.
On there.
Gross.
Crack. You're smoker. Gross. What about you, Littlewood? What would you like in the game?
There was a point that was raised on my live stream the other day, which was quite a good idea, was say your armor's damaged, rather than having to go out and find an entirely new like deposit of diamond, maybe you could sacrifice 2 or 3 diamonds to repair a piece of armor. So whether you do that through the furnace or whether it's just popping the stack of diamonds next to your piece of armor in the
repairing, basically
in the crafting bench and stuff,
yeah,
you could repair your armor rather than, so it's a lesser cost, but you maintain the same piece for longer.
You know, I hate to do this, but I think we talked about that the last time I was on this show.
Did we?
Already.
I mean, I
he
really...
always says stuff like that. We didn't. Don't worry.
I
you're
like
a
that
liar.
Idea.
You're a liar.
I like the idea. It gets a ding. A good ding. Not a bad ding.
What's
I
a
think
bad
that
ding
would be,
sound like?
That would be this.
Okay.
That's a bad ding. I like that a lot because, I mean, I could use that right now on the PvP server on Chaos because we're always crafting new armor because we go through it so fast, you know, because you're always in battle and stuff. But I think that'd be cool.
Sweet.
You know, just a little...
It'd definitely be a lot better in multiplayer worlds because you'll find that if you come to a multiplayer server quite late, everything's already been dug out, at least within a silly number of block radius from the spawn. So a bit of a nightmare if you get killed by a skeleton overnight.
Yeah, and you could actually have a job appointed to a blacksmith or armorsmith or something, and that would be part of their duty.
And then he could grief you.
Yes. Your armorsmith could grief you. You're like a double agent?
Yeah. Like, he says, here's your armor, I've completely fixed it. Wink!
Alright. So, let's see. Anything else you got on your mind that you want to add to the game?
Wink! Like, I'm just trying to think. There's a couple of bits from the Ogbox that I quite like, and there's a mod as well called Better Than Wolves, and I really like the thing that they had in that where you have a wooden plank and you put that on like a buzzsaw and it breaks it in half, and then you can actually break that half into quarters, and it looks really nice when you're decorating because you can emboss things a lot easier.
Oh, that's cool.
And it looks really, really good.
Oh, nice. That'd be cool.
But that's not going to happen because we know that there's not going to be any more blocks in the game. That's been decided.
Well, this is actually just it's a division of an existing block, so would that count?
I
mean, if you divide a block, you get a new block, right?
I suppose.
He doesn't really play Minecraft that much, so don't listen to Spencer.
This is, it's like Quake, right?
Yeah, just like it.
Identical.
Exactly like it.
Well, we have one here from Ryan who wants slingshots, and I don't know if that'll ever happen because sounds like a weapon to me.
Yep, no more weapons.
It does sound like a weapon, Eric.
Maybe a
slingshot would work well with that hold and charge, though, wouldn't it?
Yes,
it would.
It would. Wow. You know what?
Just like a bow, though. See, I don't get the slingshot. Like, is it because it's easier to get materials than a bow?
Like, because it's like fantasy. Yeah, I think it just fits the.
It's so you can. It's so you can pretend to be Dennis the Menace.
But okay, so are we talking a slingshot or a sling? You know, the old, you spin it and throw the rock.
If you look in the Google Doc,
like a David and Goliath type thing.
Yeah. Slingshot is what it says. Yeah. Slingshot.
Well, I think that's out of the time period then.
Yeah,
that's what I'm going with.
Oh, so we're in the time
yes,
period.
Yes, fantasy.
The fantasy time period where you build swords out
sling.
Of
sling. They used a sling. Yes. Exactly that one.
I cast magic missile. Calc slum.
No, it's like this. Oh man, I almost threw a screwdriver at you. I was like finding something to throw. I was like, that wouldn't be a good thing. Magic missile.
Calc slum. I think I'm saying that right.
It doesn't matter. It's so funny.
Calc slum. He wants cars like in Flintstones, so you can like run your little feet and you would not be able to move because cars weigh like a ton. and your feet can't move that unless you got caveman feet.
Wilma!
And the car should have slots for adding boosts, like flotation devices, or making them amphibious, which would be like a flotation device, I suppose.
Or I wanted to go like underwater.
Under like a submacar?
Yeah.
I think we should be able to, I mean, I guess if you're talking about a car that can move, then you're talking a motor. And what do you need to power a motor? Redstone.
Or torque.
So this, we're talking about a giant vehicle, because to make a, I mean, any...
So really you're saying in order for it to be a car, it's going to have to be a monster truck?
Oh, yeah, or...
Nice.
Or
I'm okay with that.
Nice.
I'm okay with that.
Or a giant...
Man, I think you just made it better.
Yeah, you know what? Because like all like we need then is to build like a giant dinosaur that breathes fire, and you know what? We've got... This Sunday, you'll pay for the whole seat, but you'll only use the edge.
Right.
Yeah.
Or maybe a big bus, like a big hippie bus or something.
Should have stopped it.
Oh.
You should have stopped. It was better at Monster Truck.
Oh, okay. Monster Truck's cool. All right.
Taylor Tot for the win.
Tater Tot?
Taylor.
Oh.
This person's name is Taylor Tot?
Taylor Tot FTW.
He wants falling damages and breaks glass.
He wants falling damage to break glass if you fall from a certain height.
Oh, yeah, that's
cool. Fall through the glass, and then it should be recorded in slow motion.
Like a SWAT team coming into your living room.
And then like, an MP5, ta, 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 and then a terrorist get hit. It'd all be in slow motion. It would be awesome.
Nice. And then a pig gets shot, and then it's all sad. It would be sad. Oh. Wow, this is cool. All right, neat.
I think Martin's getting tired
of our shenanigans.
No, I'm okay. I'm good.
Good, right. Good.
Okay, good, sweet.
You want to do the next one?
Hey, me? Yeah, Blurples.
Blurples.
Can you say his name again?
Blurples.
Nice.
I love his name. Yeah. Okay, anyway.
Okay.
Blurples.
I have no idea what's going on. That's okay, neither do we. Remember or store more than one server IP.
So he wants a server browser like the rest of us do.
Oh. Hey, wait. Yeah. Hold up. Let me get my Xperia Play out here. Hit the notch speed dial.
Oh, are you going to call notch?
Call notch up right now?
All right.
Give a quick ring.
It's ringing.
Do you know what you should tell him?
Oh, I got one of those crappy connections to your... Let me get another one. Okay.
All right.
You were the worst podcast.
Hey, Marcus. Yeah.
You're on first name basis with him. Nice.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, it's Spence. Oh, I know. We let him back. Just, yeah. Yeah, no. No. I got it.
I love you, Doc.
Jellyfish. Got it. Okay, so we got this idea that someone sent in. They want basically a server list. How can you help us out with that? A 1.7 update. It's coming out before 1.8 for sure. Awesome. I love you, Doc. Thanks a lot, Marcus. Yeah, I'll tell him. Tell Easy I said hi, too. Bye.
All right.
So, you got it. It'll be in a 1.7 update.
You're a D-bag.
Wow, you got the lowdown.
We got the hookup.
That was pretty sweet. It's neat that he answers on the first ring and everything.
Yeah.
Cool.
No, it was like a third ring.
Oh, was it? Okay. Yeah.
I mean, cool. He was asleep.
But he's got a special phone. It's like a red phone, but it has like the Shaft logo on it.
Oh,
that's and it goes, Shaft! Doom, 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 doom,
doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom. All right.
Something like that.
James thinks that winter biomes should be revoked, removed from the game, and instead, the game should have seasons.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
I think you should have both.
I like finding a biome and living there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wouldn't it also be kind of cool to, okay, you have this world... And it's snowy here. It's not snowy here. It's snowy here. And then you've got to walk to these places, but you also have seasons where... And it gets cold and might snow and add snow for a few weeks, and then snow goes away, and then it's... You know what I mean? So you have a combination of both.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Totally.
I mean, that's what we have in this world that we're in now.
Yeah, and that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I want colds and sniffles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or you don't, fine.
We still need mosquitoes in the game.
Are we going to keep going down this list?
Yeah. No? Yeah.
We're almost done, aren't we?
Sure.
Where are we? Let's just don't talk about it so much.
Hamish. Hamish? Hamish. Hamish. I'm going to call him. Hamish?
Hamish.
I'm going to go with Hamish.
Hamish.
Wants colored torches and wires so you can overlap wire without interfering with other wires, and then you could make cool neon signs and beacons.
Cool. Okay.
Nice.
And Bendak, I like this one. Bendak wants marble, so you could look at the marble block, and maybe you could put a couple blocks together, and I'm adding a few things to this, but anyway. Basically, then you could get a chisel and a hammer, so yeah. new tools, and then you could make, like, statues.
Right.
Like, where you go into, like, a screen where you could actually chisel away little pixels.
You could make an awesome, like, bust of In the Little Wood. That's
Yes, in the Little Wood. You could do it in a forest.
And now these are... Dirty.
So in the Little Wood, you would have In the Little Wood and a marble statue.
Oh my God, you just blew my mind.
And then we had to get a recorder there and see if you knocked it over, if it would make a sound.
Oh my God, I'm so messed up right now.
Well, that's from, you know, Eric's crack, apparently.
That's a cool idea. You could put it on shelves. There's shelves in Yogbox, which are pretty cool.
God, quick! Yes. Oh my...
I discovered shelves on Friday, and I think I wept a little. It was amazing.
So seriously, like, are people going to have to get Yogbox or not be able to listen to the podcast anymore? Because, like, if they tune in and everything is all shelves and this and that and that, they're going to be like, what game am I playing? I don't have that.
I think that's part of the fun. When you load it, it's a whole new world.
Okay, but we talked about it. They can go do that, but if it's every show... Then they won't know. They will think it's not Minecraft anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, right. You are hearing the last episode of Minecraft, as I believe Brent is about to murder Eric.
So now we're going to do the Yog Pod Box cast.
Well, the thing is, it's only single player.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
So I mean, there's not much really there for me being a PvP player on Chaos. So
Moseroth.
You know what I mean,
Moseroth.
And this is from Reddit. We got this from Reddit.
He wants ambient noises and sounds like leaves rustling, waves, birds chirping, wind in caves, water dripping in caves, etc.
And Aquasan had a follow-up answer to him that said that there's... I actually showed him a link with loops on the Minecraft wiki for ambient sounds that's already in the game.
Nice.
Like, you can't hear them, but...
Yeah, like, you'll just be walking around and all of a sudden you'll hear...
Yeah, I think if they put the birds chirping in, people would expect the birds to actually be in the game as well. I think people would rage a bit too much about that.
I welcome that. I think that would be awesome.
He likes ragers.
Eric, why don't you read the next one?
All right.
He's got a rager right now.
Let's see.
I see what you did there.
From God Tribe. God Tribe wants glue. glue.
You mean like the? Isn't there already sort of glue in the game? There's sticky.
There's sticky pistons.
Sticky pistons.
But this is so you could do like any blocks. So you glue any blocks.
So you like glue sand to.
Once again, these are ones we're getting from the Reddit .com/r/theshaft. And once again, someone else answered kind of on there. The problem with it is you'd need 6 sticky flags on every single block.
Yeah.
Like, so you could stick every block, and it would just be too much overhead for the game, and suddenly it would just explode.
The game would run like crap.
I feel like I'm all hollow inside.
And our last one, Anima. Anima wants a snake mob that grows a block in length when it eats another mob, like the classic game Snakes, but can't get bigger than 7 blocks long, and I think that's a cop-out. I want to see the World Eater snake, like the snake eating its own tail.
Hmm. Yes.
Moving on.
All right. Yes, let's do move on.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God. It's so intense.
Intense it is. And wow, we have a lot of crazy stuff going on this week. I guess we might have to be kind of brief in this section here. And this first one, wow, was added by Wes, who isn't here today to defend his choice pick.
Great, here. I can't wait to pick this apart.
And, you know, I don't know anything about this, but it is Minecraft-portal.com. Does this have something to do with the game portal, or is this just a portal of, you know, I don't know what I'm looking at. Maybe we'll just
It looks like this. It's just a news site for Minecraft.
Oh, yes. The ultimate Minecraft community. Okay, you know, and okay.
We've already talked about this in the past, though, haven't we?
Did we?
At least so. I remember that picture. That's a very nice house you got there.
Oh, I don't know. You can ask Spencer. He listens to the show.
Yeah, yeah,
every week without fail.
I love you guys.
This next thing is a TF2 payload race or map in Minecraft. And this is actually pretty cool. You know, what you're doing is, I mean, you're divided by teams, and you're pushing a minecart with a chest inside to the other side. And it's really cool. I mean, it's, you know, everybody's fighting, of course. You have a red team and blue team. And the mod that they have going is everybody has a blue wool head or a red wool head. And it looks viable, although I see the only problem here, there's a video that we'll link to and you can check it out, but every now and then the cart itself will be destroyed, so the, you know, the person running the game has to kind of put it back down. But other than that, it looks like a viable game. It looks like I would have fun playing it. So anyway, check that out. Next up, of course, here's the link of Minecraft running on the DS. We'll link to that in the show notes. And then next here, did you put this in here, Brent?
No, I didn't.
Oh, maybe
it wasn't.
Do we just want to put links to all this in the? I mean, is there anything in here we actually need to talk about? These are a bunch of movies and links to Minecraft stuff that we think are cool.
Sweet.
Or yeah. Someone thinks are cool. We got a lot off Reddit that y'all sent in. We got some from stuff about pistons, doors, completely hidden. And this was cool. This was under a waterfall, and it would open up this waterfall to your door.
I think I saw Wolf21. He did some kind of automatic door video. It was pretty cool.
And there's a couple with Eric where he got to play without me.
With Maz. Yeah. And one I wanted to mention was Facts and Science. The Science of Minecraft. And
in
this
a
is
a world with by, Eric and Maz without Brent because I didn't text him. It's all about the facts of science with the Brinko plan. All about you. Why didn't you text me? No, okay. Sorry.
That was a lovely song there.
Episode 42, where Brent has a stroke for your amusement.
Sorry. Sometimes my medicine kicks in at the wrong times.
And by medicine, he means crack. So anyway, the facts and the science of Minecraft. This is by the Half-Bakes and Nosy, and it's really well done. It's well illustrated, and we'll link to it. So just cheeky-doot. So, really, let's get out of that segment and move on to...
Mint for Pillow. Mint for Pillow.
Wow. I guess the...
Did I put the heart in it that Wes normally does?
Yeah. That was our housekeeping bumper. I'm just going to come out and say it. Be blunt about it.
Okay.
We need you back, Wes. So here's just a little bit of housekeeping on our end. Our Google Plus profile has been suspended for violating the Google's community standards.
That's because they're not allowing anything that isn't people yet.
Yes. And I wanted to say that to everyone because people are clicking on it and you're getting a 404. It just means that we gotta put it on hold until Google opens it up for companies and businesses.
And they've said they're going to.
Yeah. So that's what happened to it. Don't fret. It will be back.
I'm pretty sure people were really upset about
that. They were totally fretting about it.
I was fretting.
Yeah. He's all about fret.
I was all like, wow. That was my fretting.
Yeah. Excellent frets.
I thought you said, what about wow? And I was like, what is that?
I said,
wow. Okay. Shout outs. Are we going to do some shout outs? We're going to do some... Yeah,
you got Jeez. Spencer. You got
shout
him.
Outs, yeah. All right.
That's
so shout outs. So who put this first shout out in here?
Oh man, I was working on the thing here. This is actually I put this in here. I noticed we got an email on an email list. I feel like I can't hear myself, but that's weird.
Oh.
Anyway, don't worry about it. God, that feels so good. Anyway. Wolf21 and the Uncle Godfather, they had a 50% for limited time. I hope it's still going on when the show goes on, but for the Minecraft Survival Guide. So we'll put a link in the show notes to that.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can run and get that if you've been thinking about getting it and haven't yet.
Also, today is the last day that you can get MC My Ad Man at 50% off. Phonic UK was nice enough to give.
And that's as we're recording.
That's
this,
as we're so recording. Sunday. Yeah. So yes. if you wait until the podcast is released, then you're a chump.
And really, if you're listening to this, you know, at some other time, that's great. But you should be here on when we record it live at deadworkers.com/live.
Because we're always on time and always on topic.
That is so true, not true.
A quick shout out to Nosy, who got me Portal 2. That was so nice of you. Thank you very much. And to the other person who wanted to be unnamed, who gave me another copy of Portal 2. So I need to figure out what to do with that.
You should give it to Brent, because Brent doesn't have it.
Yes, I might do that.
Wait, he doesn't deserve it. He totally raged out on you earlier.
And the same person who wanted to be nameless also gave us the Minecraft code to give out. And we'll be giving that to Rabielto.
If he can, you know,
if he can
complete
email us all
the
that
myriad
stuff.
Of tasks we have set before
there's
him.
A lot of challenges. Also, a big thanks to Manana Split, who bought me Beyond Good and Evil. A lot of generous people out there. Thank you very much. Well, that kind of brings us out
to the year 2000. Wait, that's a different show, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, sort of.
Probably get arrested or something for that.
And, well, thank you very much in the Littlewood.
No problem. It's been fun.
Yeah, you need to pimp out your stuff.
Yes.
Oh, of it. So, youtube.com/inthelittlewood. I'm In The Littlewood on Twitter. You can find me on Google Plus by searching In The Littlewood. And we have a live stream every Friday, and it starts between 7 and 8 in the UK time. So I'd probably say that's, what, 2 to 3 in the US?
What were the times again?
I think that's everything.
And so we do want to say a big thank you to all the samplings, is that what we call them, that came to
saplings.
The show today?
Yeah.
Saplings. Saplings.
Did sampling. You say sampling?
I thought it was sampling.
No, saplings.
Like you sample. So it's like a tree sapling?
Yes, yes.
Oh, because he's in the wood.
Get it? Get it?
Oh.
Yeah, you guys are slow.
That's awesome. Okay, so thank you for all the saplings I'm joining in and listening today. We hope you come back next week and listen to the next show, which will be I Has a Cupquake.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
And
I'm a big fan of her.
I might still be here. I might still be here.
Yes, so we'll
look forward to
definitely
that.
Be angrier than normal.
That's right. Blame me and not the crack that Eric bring.
That's right.
Bring.
And
bring. I'm from the south.
Don't forget, it doesn't look pretty right now, but if you go to theshaftpodcast.com, there is now a link for Jinx contest. If you click on that, it gives you all the details on what you need to do for $7 $15 promo codes.
It's a lot.
Sweet.
And there's actually a link there that goes straight to Jinx where you can use that promo code and we get a little piece of the pie, I think.
He likes
pie. Are you supposed to say it like that? We're
Brent,
an affiliate
likes
there,
the pie.
Of course. So we definitely like when you buy through our links.
I like pie. Damn, now I want some pie.
Pie.
Okay, so we're going to go eat some pie. Thanks, In The Littlewoods, for sticking in with this crazy train that's been going on today.
Well, that's
I'm
it.
Done raging.
Later, all.
Bye, everybody.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Greetings, fellow Minecraftian. It is I, the G-Dog, returneth again from his quest to get the Linux operating system working. Yes, guys, success at last. Well done. Fantastic. I'm bowled over, basically. You guys played my voicemail. You stuck a link on the forum. And believe it or not, within, I think, less than 24 hours, there was a fix posted on there. Apparently, it's on the Minecraft wiki as well. There was a link posted there by, unfortunately, I can't remember the guy's name who'd done it. Apparently, he heard Phonic UK talk about it and was apparently screaming at the internet radio, I know what to do! And this guy come through, well done, mate. He come through and he posted up the fixes. I've done what he said to do, and Minecraft sound works absolutely fine. And as an added bonus for us Linux users, that's right, us guys who use the open source systems, we have success. Yes, the files not only increase the sound quality, but also they are making the gameplay a bit quicker and faster. It now plays almost at the same speed as the Windows version, which is good, yeah? So yeah, I'm really pleased as punch. I've got a fully operational Minecraft system. I've started a new map as well. I don't know why I keep on starting new maps. It's annoying. I play them for a bit and I get bored. And I think, oh, let's try this seed. Oh, I heard about this seed. Oh, what about this one? So I was wondering if you guys have ever got together and got like a list of really good seed codes for some really good and interesting maps. Perhaps that's something you could discuss on the next show. Who knows? It could be a bit of fun, indeed. So there you go, guys. So like I say, wonderful job all round to everybody, including you guys and the other guys and the guys who spoke to the other guys who told the other guys to post it up. Absolutely fan-dabbly-toastic. Oh, yeah. Giggity-giggity. So I'm really happy about that. Pleased as punch. And, of course, I'm going to say to you out there, support the Shaft! Go and buy their audiobooks from the links! Give these guys some money! Damn right. Okay, guys, just keep up the wonderful work. I'll try and send you some more voicemails or anything. And if there's anything I can do to help you guys out, just let the old G-Dog know. He's available for everything and anything to help out his friends. Damn straight. Okay, guys, wonderful work. Keep it up. The Shaft. It rocks. Hey, watch out for the creeper. He might be behind you. That's right. Good. That's a nice sword you have there.
Hey guys, this is Man5 here, and today I'm going to be talking about a add-on for Minecraft. This add-on is called ModCraft, and it's very, very useful for those of you who do not know how to install mods, or can't be able to download it, or you get the black screen, or whatever. Basically, what you got to do is you got to just download it. It comes in a zip folder, and once you get download it, you can just run it, and then you get a list of mods, and you can just basically, it's basically a drop-down list, and you can click mod loader and then install that by just clicking one button. It's so easy. And then there's other mods on there, such as the Better Than Walls mod. The York box is also on there. It installs it all for you, and it says what's required and the author and etc, etc. Other mods are the Mo Creatures mod, SDK's gun mod, and we always update it, and I say we because I always help. I'm helping the author at the moment, and the author is MazQuick. He's a very good developer on this mod, so be sure to go check it out. That's all for now. Loving show. Bye, guys.
Sing us a little song to bring us out.
He does this sometimes.
Goodbye, farewell. I don't know the rest of the words. The Shaft podcast, and it was really fun. It's filled with crack, and Brent forgot his meds, so he raged, he raged. We'll see you next week again.
Nice.
Yeah, that's our new theme song.
Excellent.
I
think.
Dead Workers Party Network. When the going gets tough, the tough gets the Shaft.